I'm Joe Kane.
I'm Dan Kane.
I'm Sal Conca.
And I'm Wayne Heckler.
And this is the Imperfect Podcast.
Don't forget to go to hecklerkane.com and sign up to become an Imperfect Podcast Insider.
To the bumper.
This week's guest on the Imperfect Podcast is Jenny Frankford, who is the founder of the Finish Line Script Competition, which is currently in its third year. Finish Line is based on the idea that rewriting is essential to being a successful writer, and they provide development notes when requested in order for writers to rewrite and resubmit new drafts for free throughout the entire competition. It was really interesting to hear Jenny's thoughts on this and why she started the competition. It's really a platform for writers. I know that sounds really weird.
She's,
all script
she's got a lot of
writers.
Information there that was good, solid information for anybody to who's interested in writing to be able to ascertain.
Sure. What's good about her competition is it almost focuses on the rewrites. It's not just you submit and then you hope for the best. They give you notes and then they give you rewrites. Then the whole process is the rewrites. So what's great about it, it's echoing the reality of the business. You work for a studio, you're not getting it the first try. It is always rewrites. So the talent comes from their knowledge, and can you do that once they ask for the notes during rewrites? Can you achieve that?
Yep. And with her 20 years experience in the industry, I mean, this competition, there's 32 mentors available throughout this competition for people to get those notes from, which I don't know many other competitions that can say that. So
a lot of them that were in the business. So good. You know,
exactly.
Connections also.
Exactly. So everybody take a listen to hear what Jenny has to say and check out the Finish Line Script Competition. Jenny, welcome to the Imperfect Podcast. Thanks for joining us tonight. Where are you calling in from?
I am in Los Angeles, California.
California.
Excellent.
How are you doing with the mudslides and all that stuff? Are you anywhere near that or...?
No, luckily that, well, not luck, well, you know, it's
yeah.
Obviously, but no, that's north of here near Santa Barbara.
Yes, that's
but
right.
We had a lot of rain, which was, you know, very nice, except, of course, Los Angeles just is not equipped to handle any amount of rain, which is just kind of, anyway, we enjoy it when it comes. So
yes, the whole city shuts down when you have rain, right?
Hey, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
I was a literary manager and an agent for many years, and now I run a writing competition, the Finish Line Script Competition. Mm-hmm. So, I did go to film school. I went to NYU Film School, and I learned a lot about writing and filmmaking and all of that kind of stuff while I was there. But mainly, I did it on the job. I mean, I just read and read and read and read. And I was always a very avid reader of books, which is also important to be when you are a writer, is to be an avid reader.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, so I just ate everything up. And then I used to just break down scripts for, in my first jobs at agencies, I would just break down scripts for talent agents and get really, really deep into them. And I just learned how, after many years, and then started working with writers, you know, kind of what worked and what didn't work. And, you know, had a nice, good run of success in the representation business before I completely burned out and decided, what do I do to continue to work with writers? Because I love working with writers and I love helping writers, and I realized that I could create this script competition. So the third year, so far so good. It's going really well.
Yeah, so that's the third year of the Finish Line Script Competition, and I know it's open for entries now. So tell us about the first 2 years. How did that go running that script competition? Did you get a lot of submissions? Were they up to caliber, you know, for what you expected, or was it a lot of amateurs that, you know? So how did the first 2 years go? What was that like?
Well, there's a lot of script competitions out there. Let's admit that some of them are very big, and some of them are small, and some of them can offer this or that or whatever. And what I wanted to do was to find sort of a where the something that hadn't been done before. And because of my experience in the industry, I have a lot of contacts throughout film and television and playwrights and just a lot of, you know, talent in front of the camera and behind the camera. So I knew I could access a lot of really strong mentors to be part of the competition. And that's proven to be extremely valuable, especially this past year, which I'll get to. But so the first year I just decided what I really wanted to do was I had been a reader for a lot of competitions sort of in my period between deciding I didn't want to manage anymore and starting the competition. And I would read and I would think, if only this person had gotten really good notes before entering the competition, this would be a much better script and it really might have a chance at going further, let's say. And the way a lot of competitions work is you get notes, but you don't get them till the end, or it's too late and you're rushing against the clock for deadlines and all that stuff. So I decided to create this competition where you could continue, you could get notes, you could enter and get notes, and then continue to rewrite and send in new drafts for free. Like, why you know, gouge people more money? Writers are already, you know, probably some of them, a lot of them doing it, you know, as a hobby or something they want, you know, to have be their career. And so they're very busy and they're doing it at night or on the weekends or whatever.
Sure.
And I didn't want to make it into like, you know, we're here and we're just going to keep taking your money. So so the first year we offered this idea, which is continues, which is you can get notes and that enters you. When you get notes, you're entered. That's part of the fee. So, and then you can keep getting notes, or you can stop getting notes and get notes from your friend or from whomever. And you can just keep sending us new drafts. So you can keep working on your script while you're entered edition, and it doesn't cost you anything extra. So it's a good idea. People like that.
So what's so nice about that is it also echoes the reality, because if you're working for a studio, you give the script and you get rewrites. So it's not like, sorry, it's over, do the job. So I really love this idea.
So so it really tries to mirror the development process at a network or a studio or production company. And you do work with, if you want to continue to get notes, you do work with the same script consultant. So they're familiar with you and they're invested. I mean, they don't help you more than they are supposed to, you know, everybody, you know, is on equal terms, but you get to, you know, have somebody you're familiar with and is familiar with your script and is like, hey, you took my notes. That was that really worked there. Or that's fine that you didn't take that note. We don't want you to take every note. These are just suggestions, you know, I mean, we don't want you to lose your voice or your, you know, idea for your story. So to get back to your original question, the first year we just came out, we just sort of went out. We didn't have any early, we had very little funds to start. Mm-hmm. We just started advertising like on Twitter, Facebook, and said, hey, we're doing this. But because of this, I hope, the ability to continue to send in rewrites. And because we had at that stage, I think 24, 25 mentors. That's a lot. I mean, that's like a full, you know, that's some, for some people, that's more meetings than they have in a year from their agent, you know, of various standing of writers or executives or producers or agents and managers and all of that. So you get a real wide variety of introduction or help. And we got about, I don't know, like 300 submissions, which without any promotion, you know, just coming out of the blue, we were sort of like, wow, okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a lot of work because, you know, to run the competition and time consuming to do notes, because we give 6 pages of notes, which are serious notes, not just like a paragraph, like on each like character, you know, characters, hey, good job or not so good. You know, we
not to interrupt,
get really deep into it.
I had a question about that. How long, is there any regulations on how long the script needs to be? Is it for a feature film? Is it for a series? Is it, so what type of scripts do you accept?
Well, we accept pilots, TV pilots, and screenplays. And if you're just submitting, because you can just submit and not get notes, that's like a normal, you know, just submission fee. If you want notes, if you're over 135 pages, we're going to charge you a little extra because it's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. But still, that's a lot. You know, we know that sometimes drafts go long, certainly in the beginning. So yes, features and pilots.
Cool.
Now you.
I just got a 175 page script today. No notes, thank God.
I'm sorry. What happens now when you get a script like a 175 page script that doesn't want notes? How does their
what do they want out of it? Is that what
yeah? What do they want out of it? What do they get out of it from giving you such a long script? It seems like there's no reason.
It's a good question. I mean, you know, we had a submission that was about 180 pages last year, and he wanted notes, and that was fine. And I got it. I mean, he had an epic tale to tell, and. You know, there's only a few kind of maybe auteurs that can tell a tale like that, you know, mm-hmm. like a Francis Ford Coppola or, you know, Michael Puzo or whoever's, you know, going to do that kind of adaptation or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So some people, you know, have these big broad ideas and we don't want to discourage them. I mean, this is, if they want to know that someone has read their script and it has been considered and they've been heard. That's important for writers, you know. I mean, it could just sit in a drawer, you know, 175-page script or 101-page script.
They're in it for the competition, though, as well, right? There are prizes, right? If they win the competition, right? So if they don't, even though they don't get notes, they still have a shot at winning grand prize of, you know, money, networking opportunities, exposure, all these things.
They do, and if it's brilliantly written, and you can see that it's going to be some amazing, you know, kind of. You know, saga, then who knows? I mean, it's all about the writing.
All right, let's take it one step further. So let's say at a point you recognize some real talent, like, wow, that's a good idea. Yeah. That's a good story. It's well written, a great idea. Where does it go from there? Because this day and age, there's so many stories out there. How do you get recognized? Like someone has to read it. It could be as best as you want. But if the right person doesn't read that, it goes nowhere. So tell me about that process.
Sure. Well, it's not read by just one person. It's read by three people. So there's a balance of taste. And yes, that does happen. In fact, you know, it hasn't happened a lot, but we've had a couple of times when someone has done notes, which in that case, it's only read by that one person until it's submitted as a final draft. And then it's read by three and it's sort of graded to, a degree of... You know, the first are going to make the quarterfinals, and then you know if it makes the quarterfinals, are people going to then they can get notes again to improve from there to see if they get into the semifinals. So we constantly give them chances to improve, and again, the notes don't have to come from us. They can get notes from their friend or a group they're in or whatever. Although obviously we like providing notes because we think we're doing a pretty good job. People think we are, you know, what happens is if somebody, like the other day, it did happen. I'll be completely honest. It happens in every competition. Somebody was like, I don't think this person understood my script. And, you know, on one level, well, they did. Maybe your script isn't as great as you think it is or whatever. But it does happen. I mean, I know that I have read scripts in my career as a reader that I just haven't gotten, that they're not for me. You know, I'm not good with science fiction scripts. Yeah. They're not in my, I don't feel comfortable with them. You know, they're just, I don't get it.
I know that I've written scripts that I've given to these guys and they've gone, I don't understand it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that happens. I mean, that's all par for the course that
well,
you go.
It does happen. And if it does happen, well, we're fine with giving it to somebody else. And we did that for somebody this past week who was competition last year, who placed in the semifinals and was sort of like, I don't think the person got this one. And it placed in several competitions already. So it script, presumably. And so we said, well, let's give it to another consultant. And it didn't mean that the notes were like glowing, because there's always room for improvement. But the constructive element of the notes were more helpful for the writer. Let's put it that way. You know,
sure. Have you had any success stories now since your two competitions, the two seasons that you've had of this already? Have you had any success stories?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, yes, we've had some success stories. The first success story is that the second year we grew by 500%. So for us, we all our money for marketing, which mm-hmm. obviously was helpful. But people, you know, word of mouth was there, and we had testimonials, which we have on our website, and people were talking about how helpful we are and so on. So, you know, it was, you know, trying to break in, find its niche. As for success stories, I mean, one of the things that we're happy about is that a lot of the notes that we do improve the script, people's scripts, and they go on and they win other competitions with the notes that we've provided, whether they've won ours or they've placed in semifinals or whatever. So we've had several people who have placed in the semifinals of like Nickel and high up in other, you know, competitions. So that's one level of success. Mm-hmm. One of our second runner up in our first year got both, is from Australia, and got both Australian and US representation from his script. So we were really pleased about that, because he's really talented. His name is Mazhar Al-Houdi. He's Iranian, lived in Australia all his life.
Well, that was really my question. What we were saying, like, I wanted to know about, you were saying, like, if someone took notes and maybe they didn't get the script, but I'm talking about the total opposite. Some people that you read and said, let's just say it happens, it might not have happened yet, but let's say you read a script that's phenomenal, like, whoa, like, you could see the potential, even just marketing, yeah. Like, everything, you just see the whole picture. What happens from there? Like, what? So you give notes, now they go on to win in other competitions. Keep the story going. I want to see where it goes. If it's the most talented script you've seen, what's the process for getting it made?
Okay. Well, I would say that so far, the script that, since we've, you know, 2 years of things to work off of, is our grand prize winner from last year, which is a television pilot called Sugarland by R.B. Ripley. It's been, he has met with over 30, probably over 40 people, about 30 from us, and then from people that he met through us being referred to other people, including agents that weren't on our mentor list and so on. One of our is now attached to produce the script. I can't say who it is yet, because sure. The contract is still being negotiated. Mm-hmm. And we have one of the top actresses in television interested in starring in it.
Can we talk a little bit about some of the mentors that are in the competition? So who, that's a big part of this is who these mentors are. So who are some of the people that are involved with the
besides competition? Yourself reading it? And
Well, thank you. I mean, we do, of course, offer for a year, probably forever, you know, continued advice and script notes and stuff like that for our winners. But this year we've got 32 mentors.
Wow.
Who include, and I'm doing this off the top of my head because I don't want to mess with this. We have Stephen Rogers, who wrote and co-produced I, Tonya. We have Colin Vaines, who is a very well-known British producer who just produced Film Stars Don't Die in Liverpool with Annette Bening. We have who produced Master and Commander and a lot of big British, big budget movies. He used to run Sony Independent, Fox Independent, and things like that. We have Karen Lunder, who produced Arrival last year and is the senior VP of production at Imagine Entertainment. We have Joey Chavez, who is senior VP of TNT. We have Christine Conley, who is the director or the VP of development at Working Title Television. I mean, you know.
So lots and lots. So lots and lots of industry heavy hitters, which is amazing.
Let me shout one more out.
Sure.
Because I always forget, and it's such a big one. Elaine Goldsmith Thomas, who was used to be Julia Roberts' agent, and runs Lopez company and produces for both. She produces everything that J Lo does, and also produces for Halle Berry. So yeah, I mean, and we have 13 who will read and meet with our winners, and mm-hmm. and that's let me also say, just before I know you're going to jump in here, is that some of these people are not just Los Angeles, but are in London, are in Australia, and are in Canada, because we took a look at where our demographics were, and we saw a lot of people from London submitting, a lot of people from Canada, a lot, you know, obviously English-speaking countries who can, you know, where the translation isn't an issue or not as much of an issue. And we've had most of our winners have included Brits and Australians, which is interesting, as well as Americans and someone from India.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to make this international. So a lot of the winners are meeting with people in other countries too, where their work can be, understood, obviously.
Definitely sounds like a good cast of workers you have there, really.
Yeah.
Let me ask you one other question. I just want to ask this. So now, like, a lot of writers are submitting to you. At the same time, do they have to be copywritten? Are you nervous that they might try to say, hey, you stole my idea? You know, there's always that type of thing out there. So what do you experience? Like, do people feel like, hey, I'm afraid to share this? You know, like, what's going to happen with it? What do you see as an agent? Have you seen stories getting kind of stolen? Is it a respected thing? Tell me your experience with that.
I've not experienced anything like that in the competition world, because I think competitions are there's so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting your work out there. It's your responsibility as a writer to make sure that it's copywritten with the Library of Congress or with the WGA. And we haven't had any problems with that. Okay. I hope we don't.
Cool.
Well,
this has been great, Jenny. As we wrap up, do you have any advice for writers looking to submit to the competition? Is there something that, in your experience, that they should, pay close attention to when submitting to you guys? Or just in general, when writing a script?
This is your calling card. This is, how people get to know you if you're not already established or have already made the rounds. If you're writing something that's a period piece or a specific bio thing, do your research, make it as, put your time into it. Your effort shows and your effort matters to us. If you've, the formatting and how it's written on the page, shows us how seriously you take what you're doing. It doesn't necessarily mean that your script isn't well written, but it does show us that, have put a lot of time and effort into learning your craft, just like you would if you were doing any craft. You would want to be and show people that you were the very best, and that we think, that somebody put a lot of work into this. We see that. It's a very difficult thing to do. First mm-hmm. of all, rewriting is not an easy thing to do at all. And to take critique or whatever is certainly also a challenge. But we have seen scripts improve greatly. So be prepared, know that this is, we're professionals and we know what works. We like in our competition, I'll wrap it up, something a little magical and something that we can't quite get out of our head and tend to place, certainly, and then ultimately win. And that may mean that it's the funniest thing we've ever read. It may be it's the scariest thing we ever read. It mm-hmm. may be the thing that made us cry the most or think the most, that we just can't get that notion. And that it's sticking with us. And obviously it has to be well written as well. But, that doesn't mean that we don't love a great action movie, because great action movies are amazing to read when they're really well written. And so we're not like, well, we're not going to pick a comedy or anything like that. That's not the case at all. We're open to every genre, and every genre has as equal an opportunity to win as the next. We just want effort in and note process, and why the notes, why you get to rewrite and resubmit for free is so that you can continue to do your best, you know, so that you mm-hmm. can take your time and not rush to meet a deadline and sure. not, you know, do your very best. So,
excellent.
We hope that offer allows writers to put in the time and effort and not without feeling like a panic of I have to get this in and I have to get this or I'm it. And in that process, you know, not make the best piece of material, you know, not create the best piece of material that we can, that they can. So
awesome. Well, we'll encourage everybody to go to finishlinescriptcomp.com and submit to you guys. What is the final deadline for submission?
Oh, we've just begun. So, I mean, we have early, regular, and late deadlines. Mm-hmm. We do not authorize this. I don't know why people do that. It's like, I know it's so that people will rush and, you know, get in earlier or whatever, but we're not here to, you know, like get an extra $30 because you found out about us 3 months into the competition. Mm-hmm. So it's $40. I think the last deadline is sometime in like May or July. I don't have it, but we just begun. So, you know, if you get it in now, this is a great time because it gives you time to work on the script again as you go. You can get it in now. It doesn't matter. Notes are $100 and for 6 pages of notes, and that includes entries. So really it's like $60 for 6 pages of notes. And you can continue to buy notes throughout the competition mm-hmm. at a reduced rate after your first purchase. So we're really trying to help writers. And I know that, you know, yes, we are also running, but we're really trying not to, you know, take advantage because, you know,
sure.
times is tough.
I love your passion for reading and writing. You know, I enjoy that.
And it's an excellent opportunity for screenwriters and anybody looking to break into the film business. So I hope a lot of people go take advantage of this for sure.
I do too. And I really appreciate you guys having me on since we are, you know, still in the early stages of the competition, not just this year, but, you know, in general on our third year. I really appreciate the opportunity.
You got it.
Do you want to Sorry, we want you to that's what we asked. You want to share any of your social media, how other people could contact you and so forth?
Yeah. Our website is finishlinescriptcomp.com. Okay. All the info is on there. If you have questions, just email us. All that's on there, too. On Twitter, we're finishlinescript with a P at the end. That's as far as we could go. On Facebook, we're the Finish Line Script Competition. On Instagram, we're something weird like the _FLSC2017. But if you write in search Finish Line Script Competition, it'll come up.
Okay.
We're not hard to find. And I hope you guys will come and try us out.
Excellent.
Sounds great.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Jenny. You have a great night.